Hello, this is Dr. Micah Jazz with Be Still and Know. Sadly, Christianity is most often presented as a story about sin or separation from God. Yet Scripture reveals that God not only is always present with His creation, yet knew and loved each one of us even before our creation. I'm disappointed that a story of such intense and complete love is so quickly reduced to little more than a system of authoritative rules. It is little wonder that God comes in for so much criticism. Of course, love is a difficult word to comprehend. It applies equally to an appreciation of a fish and chip supper as it does to a lifetime's commitment to another person through marriage. The stakes for the latter are somewhat higher than the former. It is a word that is open to exploration and discovery. I will, through experience, determine the degree to which I will love and allow myself to be loved. The greatest love is one that lies well beyond my deepest comprehension. It is the love of God which I'm invited to spend a lifetime discovering. Today, many of the objects of our love are utilitarian. That is, I love them for the benefit I derived from these objects of my love. Once its utility is spent, I fall out of love, or more accurately, redirect my love to an object from which I might derive fresh or greater utility. This is most likely an unintended consequence of reducing all of life to its material value, and assuming that everything is measurable objectively. Of course, God's pre-existent love for me is immeasurable, for I cannot conceive of how I can be loved in a non-material form. So God again reveals that divinity lies well outside the reach of human reason. I'm also introduced to a family far larger than that defined by blood. Humanity is my family, hence I have the capacity to love every other human, regardless of the false divisions established socially along the lines of ethnicity, gender, and religion. However, such definitions only disappear once seen through the eyes of God's love. So this is all part of the outrageous love of God. Here, the point at which divisions disappear and my capacity to embrace another begins. Love, it appears, as crafted by God, is boundless and inclusive. I have the opportunity to learn how to love by the way I choose to live. The external pressure is always to shrink and withdraw into a world I conceive as offering me safety. Yet this provides cold comfort compared to the inexhaustible dimensions of God's love. Yet I can only enjoy this fullness in as far as I let go of my own prejudices and selfish search for a love born of utility alone. As we enter into the God space today, you are in a battle for the very essence of your being. So much of life seeks to create suspicion and fear, all those feelings that lead us away from experiencing God's immeasurable love. Take up the challenge to go in search of God's never-ending love story. Amen. God's love is no superficial tale of romance. It offers a robust approach to all of life. It comes at a price, yet offers a rich reward. Drop me a line to micah.jazz@premier.org.uk with any of your own stories and reflections, and I'll get back to you personally and in confidence just as soon as I can. And do visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. Join our Voice of Hope family and follow along with these daily meditations at home, in print or direct to your favourite mobile device. And why not join me this Sunday for Premier Life or for Be Still and Know throughout the week. But for now, from me, Micah Jazz, it's goodbye and God bless.